Well, good morning, dear friends. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That's the verse. And I just have maybe a brief overview and then a few specific comments. You know, what we're talking about here, what we're reading here is, you know, the focus is joint heirship in God's kingdom. I mean, that's something that is only offered now and will never be offered again. So what a privilege and what an opportunity. But really the question is, you know, how to. And we think about, you know, make serving God and doing his will by following in the path of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ our priority in all things, and the rest, all of our other needs, will be met. I mean, that's just kind of a real quick summary, and I want to be respectful of time. So just a few more comments. And I think when we talk about, when we kind of break this scripture down and we look at seek, you know, I really kind of focused on seek. And for me, that means striving, that means action, that means commitment, and, you know, following through continually, you know, give all of our effort, all of our energy. And dear friends, for myself, I know that is more than what I might think I can do, meaning there's more to it than what I think I can do. And our Heavenly Father will give us that. We read that in the 32nd verse. God, his Son, the Holy Spirit, and his called out ones will help us. But I also think it's important to recognize that this is not thrust upon me. It's not thrust upon you. This is our choice to seek, to strive, to go after this opportunity. You know, to receive a heavenly reward, that's what we're striving for. We've given up technically or theoretically, we've given up our earthly resurrection if we make our calling and election sure. And we also have to give up those earthly rewards, those temporal things. God will provide what we need from an earthly standpoint as long as we're focused and following his course for a heavenly. You know, I think relative to the kingdom of God and to his righteousness, this is an opportunity for joint heirship in the kingdom of God. And, you know, not just to be in it, maybe like the world on a perfect earth, but to be part of it. And I want to be very careful with this term or this word, but like a company, you may work at a company, but if you're in the ownership level, if you're part of the management, if you're part of senior management, you have ownership, you're invested. That's what we're talking about here, that there's extra responsibility in this heirship, in this potential for ownership. So we must be prepared and be focused. And again, this will never be offered again in all of eternity. And you know, Brother Jim, I really appreciate he sent me a note yesterday. He said, all of God's promises will become reality, and we can be part of that. We can be part of that process. Maybe just kind of a last thought is, you know, relative to the kingdom of God, I really focused on his righteousness and what that means. And that means his love, and not just his love, but love for everyone, everything in his creation. There's a direct relationship between this. So I really appreciated Brother Byron's conversation or point story relative to his CO work. And, you know, what if everyone was a conscientious objector? Obviously, there'd be no more war. So likewise, when everyone wants love, meaning God's righteousness, then the kingdom will be present. I think that's very simple. You know, in verse 32nd, and as long as we do these things, all these things will be added to you. We will get what we need from a heavenly perspective, maybe not from an earthly perspective or from our wants, but our Heavenly Father knows what we need. Just two more quick things. Brother Tom was talking about, you know, when it's time for him to leave his home, his earthly possessions. We moved my mom from her home just earlier this summer. You know, I was thinking about what we had to do to, you know, get rid of everything, who we're going to give it to, sell it, move it, you know, these kinds of things. It was going to be a process. But my mom, God bless her, she said, no, she said, I just want you to hire someone and take care of all of it, and we'll be done. And, you know, as a family, we came in and went through her things, and, you know, we don't need too much. So, but we took some special things, but for the majority, we left for a company. They came in, and in 6 hours, everything was packed up. The house was clean, and we were done. And I really appreciate that. And that showed me that she's letting go of these earthly possessions and focusing on the spiritual or the heavenly. I'm going to leave you with one last thing. Again, what a privilege. This will never be offered again. We read in Psalm 84:10, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness.